everybody, and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward. Welcome to The Integrated Home.
I am delighted today to be joined by Kevin Wilton, SMC, Jack Cornish from Tateside, and Stephen Reed of Sonos. And we're here on the senior stage in Hall 2 of Integrated Systems Europe to talk all things Resimercial. So before we get into the conversation, let's first have some introductions. Stephen, give us a bit more background about you and Sonos.
Hello, my name is Stephen Reed. I have been Sonos now for 16 years. I lead the Sonos professional channel in the UK and Ireland. That's everything to do with installers and installation businesses.
Jack. Yep, my name is Jack Cornish. I work for a company called Tateside. I'm the technical director there. We've been around since 2008. We started off sort of fairly heavily in residential and have sort of shifted now into commercial full-time. So I get to spec out projects, meet new clients and design commercial audio systems.
Kevin.
My name's Kevin. I'm the co-owner of SM Contracts in London. We were one of the founder members of Cedia. Have to say that, because it's massive now. But I work in the luxury residential market in London, mainly in London, but all over Europe as well.
Okay, and Jack, I appreciate Tateside. You've came from residential and you've really specialised now in commercial. Do you want to talk to us about that journey and why you've done that?
Yeah, I guess we have been fortunate enough to always be based pretty much in central London. I think through a farage of sort of LinkedIn and smattering millions of LinkedIn messages out, my early days would see what would stick. And we sort of started off with my real passion was obviously like home cinema, audio at home, speakers, DJing. And then we made some, to be honest, lucky breaks with some sort of great commercial and hospitality sort of contracts, and then built the business from there, and then sort of built a knowledge base from that. And then about what we specialised in that sector.
Okay, what about you, Kevin? SMC, you're still very much in luxury residential, but do you do any crossover into
pro? Yeah, we do a little bit. We have done some hotels. We just completed some large office blocks in central London. But really, our main market, our core market is the luxury residential, and then wherever the client is likely to take us from there. So sometimes they may have an office that they want us to go in and do, or they may have a hotel or a restaurant and we might go and do that, or they might have a club. But normally it's, it's the super tweaky, customized, build your own system.
Yeah. So we're not talking about going from luxury home to office block and doing every floor.
No. I mean, you have to be a really, really strong integrator to be able, have a lot of people around you to be able to do complete office blocks. But we might do individual offices. In fact, our company has just done a huge, great office block.
Oh, okay.
But with lots of racks and cameras and networks. But that is primarily networking and access control, and not really so much of the AV. You might do a little bit of AV in one of the rooms, but not as a global thing.
What about what Stephen was talking about? That sort of light hospitality area. I mean, is that something that you're seeing more of, or opportunities within that for what SMC offers?
I think that the clients now, I'm staying in a really nice hotel, and in that hotel, there is Lutron, there is some audio, there's a load of kind of KNX style devices. So I think when the clients are away, which they often are, they're staying in these places and they take some of that experience and want to have that experience in their house. So we get a bit of a blend of, we're being influenced by this commercial market, and that's going back into the client's house and vice versa. So sometimes we might have, the guys from KNX, like, the Basalt guys or the Black Nova guys come in saying, well, what do you think of this product? And that then gets blended into commercial or hotel use, and we end up putting that into clients' houses as well. So it does blend.
I mean, that for you, Jack, must feel a bit retro. A lifestyle trend from home coming into the commercial environment that now is where your business really at.
Yeah, but I guess, it's a client-led market. And I think on the same sort of pretense, what people are used to at home, they go, well, that's good enough for my business. I think, especially from the residential sector, even like myself, my own personal choices, I buy at home, you have a big expectation of buying these sort of residential-based products, for the cost, for a start, is very aggressive. The R&D that goes into much larger R&D teams than there are on some of the commercial brands. So you can see there's a real escalated technology approach to some of these solutions. So naturally, I think people go, oh, that sounds great, that box. Why can't we, you know, why is my NSID in speakers not sound so good? So you definitely see it coming the other way as well. People have an appreciation, their expectation of what audio should sound like.
And Stephen, obviously for Sonos and the product you've got here, the Era 100 Pro, which is that kind of perfect for that hospitality setting. I mean, you must have seen that opportunity for audio, seen that trend and thought, yeah, you know, this is perfect for Sonos.
Exactly that. It's that hospitality, that retail, medical, beauticians, hotel reception areas. That's where we know this product will work well. Easy to install. All you need is Cat 6, a PoE switch, and a product. And we know the market there. And it comes from, as guys say, often these clients are their private clients. And so they do work with the private client. They then find out the private client's got a business. They talk to the business. And voila, it goes into that business area. So we're very much the high street. We're very much that kind of area of space that we're looking at.
And what are some of the challenges in that market, Kevin? You talked about you don't really want to work on those big sort of office blocks. Is that because your business isn't right to do it, or do you need to have a different culture to do that?
It takes a huge amount of resource to do that. You know, the amount of health and safety and that you have to go through as a company, the amount of certification you have to be accredited to is huge. You know, and we might have, you know, we had something like 10 guys on one project for 3 years. So it's a huge draw on your resources as well. And also, you know, you're trying to get to the end of what is a huge contractual agreement. We're very fortunate that we have good contract management at SMC and our own QSs at SMC. But all of those things are not what, you know, when we started SMC, it was because we liked speakers and we were like, whoa, you know, this is cool. And then you end up in an office block. You're like, how did we get here? You know, it's very, very challenging. And you need a full team of different skilled employees that you would never have dreamt of having to employ at the start of your journey as your business.
And within that pro space, Jack, I mean, do you specialize in a certain area of pro? Because it's vast, the range of stuff that you could be doing. Is there any one area that you think Tateside are perfect for?
As a team, everyone has their sort of specialities. So we have sort of members of the team, project managers who deal a lot with meeting room rollouts, whether that's in the UK and abroad. And then members of the team are very interested in audio, you know, and doing large scale multi-zone audio projects for hotels, clubs, members clubs, and that kind of stuff. So I think you're right. It's hard to keep on top of everything, but you do find yourself being asked to do everything. I've always a firm believer of, you know, if the challenge comes, I like to accept it, but execute it well with the support of a network of people we work with and suppliers. So I think, you know, a lot of what we used to do is network-based, network topology. If you can get your head around the building blocks, nothing is overly different. There's lots of quirks along the way of sort of specific softwares to learn and get accredited in. But then, you know, I think if you have a knowledge of network, that is really our base layer of everything in resi and commercial.
Yeah.
So technology-wise, it may be quite familiar, but perhaps more cultural and process, it's very different.
Yeah, process. I think same as you. Sort of you get into it going like, yeah, sound, love it, lights, love it. And then I sit there at midnight doing a set of RAMs, you know, at risk and method statements. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
What's this about? But that, yeah, it can be far more contractual.
Door locks don't work. You're like, where's the fun in that?
I think a big part of, the residential is always like, yeah, my lights just stopped working. It's like, okay, rush, rush, rush. Commercial has been quite good. It's quite structured to a point with meeting room 9 to 5. So for us to build our support contract team, it's been sort of quite nice to build it along office hours. Where I always remember sort of resi, I'm sure you sort of deal with it. You have different levels of support, but any hour, if my Skybox isn't working, it's all that kind of behavior. It's like, oh. Yeah, so
where is Sky? Are they here?
Yeah. Had a bit of
yeah. Oh, cool. That keeps us in business, right?
Welcome to DBM, the premium AV distributor delivering unparalleled video and audio solutions for your clients. Discover what Bespoke Home Cinemas said after recently partnering with us on a groundbreaking project.
Bespoke Home Cinema's state-of-the-art demonstration space features products from the DBM portfolio, including Meridian and Trinov. Meridian has always been a brand we've followed and admired. We were provided with several in-depth demonstrations at their UK showroom and a factory tour, which turned our heads. The dedicated team looked after us from early design discussions to selecting the right products to demonstrate, making us feel that we were in good hands. It was without question that Meridian was going to be our top choice for our showroom.
Simplify your projects and elevate your AV integration with DBM today. From premium solutions to stress-free planning, we're here to redefine your audiovisual experience.
So, I mean, Stephen, do you think this is something that smaller integrators can actually get into a sort of commercial?
Oh, very much
application?
So, very much so.
Because where do you see that?
Well, often you find that the businesses that we will see our product go into are businesses that wouldn't necessarily want to have those bigger systems that are installed by the big pro installers out there. They may be frightened by those companies that come along with their multi-billion turnovers and their hundreds of employees, whereas the installer generally has a more personal relationship with their clients, and so therefore if they have the same personal relationship with the client of the business, they can then develop that relationship with them. And often the business client doesn't want that much different to what a private residential client will want in the sort of markets we're looking at.
Okay. And we talk a lot, Kevin, don't we, in the smart home industry about experiences. Are you seeing that sort of same demand or opportunity for personalised experiences in hospitality or other sectors that are outside smart home?
Yeah. I mean, we have, where a client may have VC system at home, they won't want to have that same experience in their office, right? And we're doing one at the moment, which is kind of transformer desk. Where the monitor.
Sorry,
goes.
What?
A transformer desk.
A transformer desk.
Yeah, I've copyrighted it. It's our design. but we're working closely with Future Automation of completing this desk where the monitor goes down and then the big screen comes up behind them and it switches the audio system. And that will be then, we hope, something that they use across all of their offices. So, you know, there's some really niche things that we can do that we enjoy doing. We still take pleasure out of designing these things on paper and then presenting it to a client for them to then put it into their lives and into their offices and, you know, share the experience. And that then has a kind of knock-on effect to the people that are using that stuff in their offices, who are also most, you know, they're also our clients. They then want that sort of thing at home, and you're like, oh, you can do this and you can do that. And it's very cool, yeah.
So very niche, but actually niche, potential, yeah. to roll that out. Do you know, when you talk about that, I often look at projects from SMC and other integrators and think, you must have so much fun doing some of this stuff, don't you?
Until it goes wrong. And the fun stops right there, yeah.
Yeah, but it feels less like work, and maybe that's...
I don't think I've ever, like, ever since I came into this industry, I don't think I've ever worked. I think I was stressed at the start because it was Steve Moore and he didn't know what he was doing and I didn't know what I was doing. And so I lived in fear for the first few years. But ever since then, man, it's just been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fantastic place and I could not hope to be in a better industry. It's amazing.
So if you could translate that sense of fun and entertainment into a client who wants to have an office like that. And,
yeah.
You know, there are brands out there doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, table tennis.
Table tennis.
Table football.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, no, there are all sorts. I mean, the big screens, the big micro LED displays, all of that kind of thing. The way to display art and clients' artwork in those spaces, they might also want to do. We do a lot of that. We do a lot of the audio in those spaces as well. And also, you know, with Lutron and, you know, what looks like the tunable LED market, which is emerging for all of us, that's going to be a big thing for office spaces. Seeing people coming back and investing more into their office spaces than they were a few years ago, put it that way.
What about for Tateside, Jack? Do you think that having that base experience in home gave you something different when you went into the commercial space?
Yeah, I think it's... I'd like to think we differentiate from other, you know, commercial integrators' sense of detail. I think when you come from the resi side, everything is... you know, scrutinized to the bezel size, to if that's actually truly flush or not. And in commercial, people are much happier with a big box, you know. So, but then at the same time, we work with a lot of architects and, you know, so there's a lot of similarities, really, the architects working in resi and commercial.
So you have more tolerance.
We get all the bezel.
You get all the bezel?
Bezel do you want? Yeah. No, but I think it's definitely we give an eye for detail of like, oh, let's hide it that way, let's use features, huge automation, lifts, etc. I think people are way more discerning now and they know what they can get. So yeah, I think it's been good though to have the eye of detail and see where it comes from and get the pleasure out of executing it in much where it's usually overlooked. Well, not always, but a lot of projects it can be overlooked.
And do you still see yourself as bringing fun and entertainment into these spaces? Or is that now that's the old take side?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, it depends what project it is. But we've done some nightclubs in homes, like very high end.
Yeah,
you know, moving headlights and like better spec than a London nightclub in someone's barn. So that's fun to bring. I think some of the immersive audio elements are fun to bring, like soundscape design that sort of crosses the live event sector sort of experience back into workspace for wellness and. I think there's still fun things to have. So I'm be more cautious, like you said, because like if stuff doesn't work, it's sort of a high pressure situation. So you don't want to go too risky. But then we do have certain clients who do want to push it a bit further. That's exciting, right? And that's kind of what we do it for.
That whole personalization, that's probably, again, something where Sonos is really going to take advantage, because people are familiar with Sonos and how it can be personalized to what they do.
And that's, that's the nail on the head. It is that. That most people know who we are. A lot of people have us at home. And so their natural progression is, well, I know how to use it. I like it at home. I'm going to take it to my business. And that's where we say in the past, we've had a bit of problem with, but that's why we've come up with a solution today. That problem will just disappear. Because if you're plugging a cable straight into the back of a speaker and it gives you the data connection and it gives you the power, what else do you need?
What about design of interfaces, which is a big deal in the home environment? Is that something that you work harder on in the workplace, or is it less important?
I suppose in meeting room technology has become quite standardized, whereas a few years ago had very complex control systems to control everything in a boardroom. Now we've moved into sort of the Teams room, Zoom room environment. It's much more, you know, same UI throughout everyone's meeting rooms, which is I think is a good thing, you know, to be able to roll that out quickly and give the user experience that everyone expects. But of course, there's still the ad hoc requirements of something crazy to control. But I think less and less so. And more about simplicity. I think in hospitality, a lot of our clients don't want complicated systems, high staff turnover, hospitality. So bartender one day might have left next week to go somewhere else. So it needs to be a familiar system without layers of pages to go through to make something simple work. So,
yeah,
I think simplicity more so in those sectors over customization.
And Kevin, I mean, often you're dealing in these high-end homes with staff who come in and out and maybe aren't familiar with the systems as much as they need to be. So you've got that whole kind of employee client workplace thing going on already, haven't you?
Yeah, it can be quite annoying. ultimately, it's client-led. So the client UI is could be different to the staff UI, and the staff UI could be, you know, that they may not have control of all aspects of the house. You know, you've got the client side, that's the way that they want it. The staff UI, they might want to have different, they may need to visualize different things. So they may need to see the cameras or something like that, and the client doesn't need to see that, but the security guards definitely do. They want to be able to track someone around the house, that kind of thing. The client doesn't want to see that, but the security card does. So you may have two separate UIs going on that are typically, one's led by the client and one's led by whoever is dealing with security of that client.
Do you think privacy and security is a different animal, Jack, in the workplace projects that you work on?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of really differentiate ourselves and don't get involved in security and CCTV. I'll be brutally honest, for our business, I know some commercial businesses do, but we're very much, we just deliver AV package, whether it's LED wall, sound system, meeting rooms, and we're not trying to overcomplicate it with security, because that's a whole, I think commercial, if you have got a tall building, etc., you know, it's a massive deal.
Yeah.
Insurances, compliances, you know, that's better. 24/7 monitoring services, that's something that we can't do in-house. So we say that's best left for a specialist contractor.
So stick to networks, audio, visual.
That's the tagline. Thank you.
And lighting.
Excellent. And Where do you think it's going, Stephen? I mean, Sonos wouldn't be in this market if you didn't think there was a market opportunity. So where do you actually see it expanding?
No, we've always said this is our first product. We're known that we don't produce product every 5 minutes, so don't hold your breath. But there will be other products coming down the line that will be in this side of the business. We're not just going to launch one product and that's it. That's all we're going to do. We understand that. We understand there will be different needs and requirements. This product is designed to be on a wall. Yes, the bracket will allow you to hang off a ceiling, but ultimately it's going to be on a wall or it's going to hang from a ceiling. It's not necessarily going to be hidden away, but we're not supposed to be in your face. All our products are designed to be quite in the background. It's how you hear them that matters to us more than whether you see them in your face. But certainly it's a new part of our business strategy. We've had our professional channel now for 3 or 4 or 5 years now. But this is the first time we've added that commercial side to the business. But it's certainly not something we're going to walk away from.
So I can see similarities. I can see opportunities. $1 million question for you, Kevin. Can you make money out of it if you're a residential contractor stepping into that commercial space?
Yeah, you can. But you have to be prepared to lose some of your margins. So normally, you know, our business works on a hurdle rate. So we have a hurdle rate of what we consider to be a reasonable margin. And, you know, the bigger you get, the more buying power you have, the bigger your jobs are, and the more people want to be involved in it. So we have to gear ourselves up to have more of a fast track approach to do the smaller installs. I'm not saying that, you know, Sonos has always been something that we've used. You know, we've always used that ever since it came out. And we still will. But our margins are typically maintained by the level of expertise of the engineers that are in there, the design that goes into it initially, and the aftercare, as well as the installation. So the installation is kind of a small part of it, really. It's the rest of it. Either side of that is where we're trying to make a recurring revenue.
And presumably then, if it's a bigger commitment on resource for longer time periods, more onerous contracts as well.
But you staff up for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you staff up for. You know, we're staffing towards our aftercare department. That they have got the biggest team of administrators and engineers out in our business. And they're the best, you know.
Yeah. And Jack, would you agree with that? Do you think it's really you've got to have that business head on to be in the market that you're in?
I think it's depends what you want to choose. I mean, you can choose lots of small commercial jobs in and out quite quick, and that can be great. And like you said, you can get involved in the larger projects, contractually get bogged down and start losing money while you try to fix the price, change requests, the drawings change every 10 minutes. So I think, yeah, there's definitely a risk, but there's definitely a lot of commercial jobs out there where I think this product will open up doors when particularly we may have been priced out before and go, the client doesn't want to spend that. They've got a budget in their head because they can see what a retail price online. Like you said, it's dangerous because it's, you know, it's a lower margin, but if it's in and out quickly, it keeps engineers busy and there's a wraparound service that we can all add value to. And I think, you know, it's the same as the video conference world. It's kind of like flooded with markets, same as audio was flooded with markets. Price comes down. Where people struggle is that initial design work, liaising with architects, builders, electricians, the conduit to project manage. Even what seems like a very simple task of putting that speaker on a wall, does it line up with that lamp? Is it in the right place? Is it going to annoy that person sitting under it? You know, no one's doing that. So I think that's where professional service-wise is we will always, as integrators and installers, add value, I think, and can add value to large or small projects.
Stephen, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think Jack makes a very good point. I mean, it's a matter of this: how quickly you can get a job done. And that's where this new way of installing our product means that it is much, much quicker. So you don't necessarily have to send as many people on the job as you once did. You can almost put that bracket on the wall one-handed. As long as you can get a Cat 6 from A to B, job done. And as long as you've got somewhere to put your PoE switch, you're sorted. Yes, network needs to come into play. That always has to play. And I would say that certainly if you're in the commercial space, networking is something you should look at. But not a preamble to it. There are other companies that can do it. But certainly to Jack's point is that it's the speed of the install that this new product will help you with.
Okay, so Jack, what piece of advice would you have for integrators in the audience? What would you say to them if they're thinking of dabbling into the resi-mercial space?
what's the worst that can happen? It's always, you know, you'll figure it out and you'll stumble along the way and you'll learn from your mistakes. But I think if you start small and then get a few hundred belt, you sort of see how it works, how the client works, how everyone representing the client works around it, and then sort of be prepared better for the next one.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mantra has always been take it on, jump into it, learn it, and deliver it. Because there's no official, well, I guess we're in seed stage. There is an official school to learn stuff, but out in the wild, you don't really get. There's no real knowing that, yeah, what was on that drawing was actually the wrong drawing, and no one's got that drawing. And we should all guess and know and be magicians. So I think, yeah, there's a level of that and a level of covering yourself for contingency is wise.
Fantastic. What about you, Kevin? What's your words of wisdom for the...
Learn to say no when you want to say yes. If the sales
team. I haven't heard that yet.
Because you can say yes to an awful lot of stuff that doesn't quite exist yet, and then you're living in fear for the rest of that project. But also, I think to be really grateful about what it is that we do and the people that we meet and the places that we go to, and just have fun with it, really. You know, it's AV, not A&E. We've got to have fun with this stuff and really see it for what it is, even though we concentrate on the smallest detail. Actually, you know, does it really matter at the end of the job? You just move on to the next one and try and make that one better than the last one.
Stephen, anything to add to any of that?
No, it is a great industry. And you're all so lucky to work in it. I've never said that I am an installer, but I love the industry. I love the interconnection that we have with so many other brands, whether it is Lutron or whether it's Control 4 or RTDI or whatever it is. That world is the world that I have a passion for.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Let's have a round of applause for our panelists today.
You can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. We are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.